Joining us in the studio to talk synchronicity, our psychologist, Chris Mackie. Chris, welcome to the catch-up.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Roxy. Hi, Daryl.
Now, I was sitting next to the head of the Geelong Library the other night at a dinner that we were both at the Business Excellence Awards, at which you're a sponsor of one of the awards too, by the way, for those who don't know.
That's right, the Health and Wellbeing Award.
Congratulations
to Waterfront Studio, who won it this year.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful? Now, she was telling me that you are doing a presentation at the Geelong Library. Do you want to tell us a bit about that?
Well, thanks very much for the chance to mention this talk coming up in 2 weeks' time. It's on Tuesday the 6th of September at 6:30, and it's called Building Better Brains. And basically, it's taking some of the things that we've learnt from brain science that are very encouraging news about how we keep on developing new brain cells and new brain connections all through our lives. And so it's a hopeful story about our chance to keep on growing, learning, changing the whole time.
So you're saying it's not too late for me, Chris?
Not too late for anyone. Actually, I've got a synchronicity story that shows how it's not too late for anyone. And this is my hero in the brain science and psychotherapy field called Ernest Rossi.
Okay.
And many years ago, Ernest Rossi, very famous therapist and hypnotist, he wrote a book about brain science and how it works with our genetics and brains and that. Now, he wrote this brilliant therapy book about brain science, and the very next day he had a stroke. Now, you'd think that would take out one of the world leaders, you know, someone who would speak at conferences everywhere or whatever. He had a stroke, he couldn't speak properly, he had to teach himself to speak again. Anyway, he used his rehabilitation from stroke to develop some new brain therapy and psychotherapy techniques.
Wow.
When he was using a keyboard, and OT had got him onto a keyboard to do some practice in his rehabilitation, he thought, wait a minute, this is like hand levitation. And that reminded him of some other ideas about how he can use hypnosis. And he developed these new brilliant psychotherapy techniques, and it went on to teach himself to talk again. And he's one of the most impressive psychologists that I still see these days at conferences. So, but there's something in the timing. He comes out with this manuscript, the next day has a stroke, and then uses the situation to his unfair advantage, demonstrating these techniques really work. Even for him, he could show how you could create new brain connections all through life.
That is extraordinary. Isn't that extraordinary?
So that is synchronicity, isn't it?
I think it's the timing is so uncanny. And it shows how sometimes something would seem terrible, but in the end you think, gee, it's almost as though it was meant to be. He had this real life opportunity to show that he really believes that we can create new brain connections through life, and he's gone on to be even more renowned in his field. So,
well, isn't that interesting? I wonder if we've got anyone listening who has something sort of bad has happened to them, but it turned out to be the best thing that ever did happen to you. So it was sort of kind of where he was at.
And it's looking back in retrospect,
you
can see.
And then you look back and you go, oh, see, now wasn't that great? Because then that meant X, Y, Z.
Yeah, so probably not at the time great, but in retrospect, when you look back, you go, well, if that hadn't happened, that wouldn't have happened.
And exactly.
Where would we be? So if you've got one of those stories, certainly give us a call right now, 52299939. It is Synchronicity with our psychologist, Chris Mackie. It's Bay 93.9. It's Bay 93.9 and Whitney Houston, How Will I Know? It is Synchronicity with our psychologist, Chris Mackie. And on the line, we've got Michelle. Hello, Michelle. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Good. Hi, Michelle.
Now, what's your story, Michelle?
I'll just take you off speaker since I'm now home. My first marriage ended in divorce down in Tassie. We still haven't found the body, thank God.
That's all right, Michelle. Yep. What happens in Tassie stays in Tassie.
Exactly. At the time, I thought it was the end of the world. I had two kids under the age of five. None of my family was over there. He moved into state. I basically thought, end of the world. What am I going to do? I did slowly move on. After 7 years, I moved over here. Within 12 months of moving here, I met a wonderful guy by the name of Craig. Within less than 12 months of meeting him, we're married, and it was the best move I ever made, and I thank God for the divorce every day.
Isn't that wonderful? See, there you go.
It is.
There you go.
It can be a little bit like sliding doors experiences sometimes as well, but also something that looks like it could be so terrible at the time can lead on to some of the best things that happen in your life that afterwards, did it feel like it was almost meant to be, or looking back, is there a bit
looking
of a feeling
back,
that way?
Yes, looking back now it does, but at the time, couldn't have imagined anything worse.
And it helps to be aware of that, isn't it, to realise that how things look at some point in time, later on it might be very different. And actually, a number of people sometimes refer to what we might call the synchronistic matchmaker, because there's different kind of coincidences involved when they actually meet someone. Was there an element of that when you met your second husband? Was there an element of feeling that there was some uncanny timing in it at all?
Possibly. We actually met through a column in the newspaper, so I don't know.
Great, but the main thing is the overall feelings that felt clearly has felt right for
it
you since
right.
with Craig, and so and that's a great part of the story. It just shows that sometimes it seems that our fate unfolds in a different way. But it sounds like you're very happy with your life as
absolutely.
It is now.
Thank you, Michelle.
Wonderful.
Thanks
good
very
on you,
much, Michelle.
And hopefully they won't find the body and everything will be all good, all right?
I just said what happens in Tassie stays in Tassie.
That's it. Thanks, Michelle. Thanks for your call.
Brilliant.
Thanks, Michelle.
Look, Chris, again, just absolutely wonderful to catch up with you. Now, give your presentation at the library a plug. It's going to be a fascinating one to go to.
Thanks
very
much.
You've got the details there, Daryl.
Tuesday, 6th of September at the Geelong Library and Heritage Centre between 6:30 and 7:30. You've got a book now. And you book through the library?
You book through the library, yes. So it's free, but people book ahead of time for the 6th of September.
So, grlc.vic.gov.au. There you go.
Fantastic.
Great
thanks.
To see
we'll
you there,
you
people.
We'll catch you again in a couple of weeks.